Nolte, California's leftist utopia can't even keep the electricity on. By John Nolte on October 30, 2019. If California can't keep the electricity on, if California can't perform basic tasks like forest and brush management, if your once beautiful cities are now killing fields of human waste, needles, and the homeless, you are a failed state. California is a failed state. A failed state is one that cannot deliver the basics: personal safety, adequate shelter, adequate transportation, and basic sanitation. Those are the only things we need local government for. And that is all government should be for, and sane people understand that. But there are not enough sane people in California to fix a state that is almost certainly beyond repair. Too far gone to ever come up with the 51% of voters needed to put sane, grounded leaders into the state capitol. I am talking about leaders who will focus on the basics before they chase the unicorn of a green energy utopia. Who are not willing to watch responsible home and business owners chased away by outrageous taxes, regulations, and fuel costs, but are willing to defy the enviro nuts to remove the brush and trees close to power lines. Even New York City, at its worst in the 70s, was not as failed as the state of California is now. As I write this, millions and millions of Californians, who pay outrageously high taxes, are having their electricity cut off for up to a full week because 1. Californian can afford to give illegal aliens free healthcare and welfare, but not bury power lines, and 2, California can waste untold billions on green energy boondoggles but refuses to upset Mother Earth by implementing proven forest management techniques. Apparently Mother Earth would rather burn than receive a brush cut. Can you imagine not having electricity for 5 days? I'm 53 years old, I've lived in rural areas most my life, and the longest I've been without power is 14 hours. Oh, sure. California has all kinds of time and money to welcome, house, feed, educate, and provide for illegal aliens. But look at what is happening to the legal residents of California. Pacific Gas and Electric Corporation said its latest blackout would affect about 1.5 million people in 29 counties. At the same time, about 1 million people were still without power Tuesday after a shutoff over the weekend that affected nearly 2.7 million. Petaluma resident Scotty Richardson, whose lights went out Saturday, said the prospect that power might not be restored for days makes him furious. He vented frustration over the on-again, off-again outages but also anger at the utility's role in causing deadly fires in the past, and apparently sparking some of this season's blazes. Already, one person has been killed by these ridiculous blackouts, a 67-year-old man who was dependent on oxygen. And then there's the most infuriating part of all this. Even with these blackouts, the state is still getting hammered by deadly wildfires. But great job, California, voting in supermajorities of Democrats. So many Democrats they can get away with whatever they wish without any fear of pushback or ever losing electoral power. You might not have any power for your air conditioner, refrigerator, and baby monitor, but you still gave Democrats unlimited political power. While your power is off for 5 days, your government is using your tax dollars to pay for a prisoner's sex change operation. Naturally, the politicians are blaming PG&E, as though those same politicians have no control over PG&E. The hoax of global warming is also being blamed, as though that would be a legitimate excuse even if it were true. This is not the first time, after all, that California has been beset by drought in the Santa Ana winds. This problem reaches back decades, and here California is, knee-deep in the 21st century, with all this wonderful technology and a third of a trillion, with a T, dollars in annual revenue, and the government still cannot keep your electricity on, still cannot stop the wildfires. It's outrageous. Good heavens, this is the United States of America. And we have a state that can only come up with the genius idea of pushing its own citizens back into the dark ages to not stop wildfires. What is most discouraging, though, is the lack of anything that looks like a voter backlash. I mean, if more than 50% of California's citizens are willing to keep a government in power and capable of delivering the basics, if they prefer social justice over electricity, well, that is just the most pathetic thing I've ever seen. This is not how Americans are supposed to behave. Sheeple indeed. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.